I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Red List from Global Christian Relief puts India in spot number one for the highest number of attacks on Christian property over the past 2 years. Behind much of the persecution is a philosophy known as Hindutva, an effort to cleanse India of all religions other than Hinduism. Floyd Brobel of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says those with this mindset are seeking to form a Hindu state.
Anything that is not Hindu would be relegated to at least a second-class status, if not trying to eliminate all together.
While other religions are also targeted,
Christians are attacked more frequently, mainly because they do not retaliate.
Meanwhile, Brobel says there are more charges against people who violate anti-conversion laws than there are against perpetrators of religious attacks. Pray into the situation with the prayer points that you can find at missionnews.org. And in places where it's most challenging to follow Christ, thoroughly equipped leaders help the church stand. That's why the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut, Lebanon, offers theological training and leadership formation to the Arab world. Luul Malouf says they see God at work in their students' life stories.
They learn about the seminary, and then they join ABTS to be better equipped for the ministry that they're already doing, because we only accept students who are in ministry.
Valentin was a pastor in Syria. An online program with ABTS allowed him to learn remotely without having to leave his congregation. ABTS's support of the Arab Church continues even after graduation.
We always check our graduate stories, check their prayer requests, see how we can help support them as much as we can.
Catch the vision for raising leaders alongside ABTS and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.